How to start a conversation with someone new. Starting a conversation with someone new can often feel intimidating, but it is a vital skill for building connections, enhancing your personal and professional life, and expanding your network. Whether you're at a social event, a business meeting, or a casual encounter, mastering the art of initiating a conversation can open doors to meaningful relationships and opportunities. Understanding the importance of starting conversations. Being able to comfortably start a conversation is essential for leadership, networking, and business success. It reflects confidence, interpersonal skills, and emotional intelligence. People tend to remember those who make an effort to engage them genuinely, turning first impressions into lasting connections. Prepare mentally before you approach. Before initiating a conversation, it's helpful to prepare mentally. This involves calming any nerves, having an open mindset, and setting a positive intention. Remember, the goal is to connect, not to impress or sell immediately. Remind yourself that everyone appreciates kindness and genuine interest. Observing and choosing your moment. One of the keys to starting a conversation successfully is to observe your surroundings and choose the right moment. Look for nonverbal cues such as eye contact, body language, and facial expressions to gauge if the person is approachable. Wait for a natural pause or a situational opportunity, such as commenting on something around you both. Use simple and effective opening lines. Starting with a simple, friendly opener can break the ice and set a positive tone. Some effective approaches include compliments, I like your watch. Where did you get it? Questions about the setting, have you tried this coffee before? Shared experiences, this seminar has been really insightful, hasn't it? Avoid overwhelming or overly personal questions. The key is to show genuine curiosity and be relatable. Active listening, the heart of a good conversation. Once you've opened the conversation, actively listen to the person's responses. This means giving them your full attention, maintaining eye contact, and responding thoughtfully. Active listening demonstrates respect and interest, encouraging the other person to open up more. Find common ground and build rapport. As you engage, seek points of common interest or shared values. This rapport can be about hobbies, work, places traveled, or mutual acquaintances. Sharing relatable experiences or expressing empathy helps strengthen connections and make the conversation flow naturally. Nonverbal communication counts. Your body language plays an essential role in signaling openness and approachability. Smile genuinely, keep a relaxed posture, and use gestures naturally. Avoid crossing your arms or looking distracted, which can unintentionally create barriers. Handling awkward silences with confidence. It's natural for pauses to occur in conversations. Instead of feeling rushed to fill every silence, embrace them as moments to think or reset. If a lull happens, gently introduce a new topic or ask a lighthearted question to keep things moving smoothly. Practice makes perfect. Becoming skilled at initiating conversations comes with practice. Take advantage of daily interactions, whether with colleagues, neighbors, or strangers in line. Each effort helps you build confidence, refine your approach, and reduce anxiety. Tips for different social contexts. Networking events, focus on professional questions and mutual goals. Social gatherings, use casual topics and show enthusiasm for shared interests. Workplace, discuss projects, team goals, or industry trends. Online platforms, begin with comments on profiles or shared groups. Overcoming fear of rejection. Fear of rejection or awkwardness can hold many back from starting conversations. Remember, everyone experiences moments of hesitation. Approaching conversations with a mindset that not every interaction needs to lead to a deep connection can help ease pressure. Each conversation is a learning experience. Utilize humor and positivity. When appropriate, light humor or positive remarks can ease tension and make interactions more enjoyable. Humor helps humanize you and creates a relaxed atmosphere where dialogues flow more naturally. Conclusion. Starting a conversation with someone new is a fundamental social skill that benefits your personal growth, leadership, and business opportunities. By preparing mentally, observing cues, using simple openers, actively listening, and practicing regularly, you can transform the daunting task into an enjoyable and rewarding experience. Remember, every great relationship begins with a single conversation, so take the initiative and start connecting today.